what goes on in a body when in some a tragic ending like we've had with Corey Stringer with the cause of his death.
Well, the temperature control goes out of whack, and the temperature just keeps going up, and you know, can't keep it down. Like you, I think you said, it was 108 degrees, and it's very similar to what happened at the University of Florida just last week.
Now, you have recently concluded a study in which you determined that four high school football players died from heat stroke during the 1998 season, and that eight players died from heat stroke in 1970, the highest one-year total. So while this is unprecedented in the National Football League, to the best of our knowledge, it is not unprecedented overall.
No, there are many, more high school than college, and this I think this is the first NFL player dying of heat stroke that I know of. There was a pro football player, I mean a semi-pro, a number of years ago, but there have been, the last 6 years there have been 17 heat stroke deaths in the high school and college football, and that's just too many.
What would be some of the precautions that you think teams, and unfortunately a lot of times it takes tragic events to invoke something to try and stop it, do you think things are going to have to be done here?
Well, you know, I think the research has been done, and there are things that schools can do to help prevent these, and many people have come out with recommendations. Of course, you know, knowing what the temperature and humidity are, and the problem with football is you have the big helmet on and most of your body's covered with all the equipment. I don't know if he was in full equipment or not.
Yes, he was.
They okay. were practicing in pads. Is this a situation where is dehydration is the problem? Is it simply a question of making sure the guys have the proper fluids with that?
I think that's a big part of it. You know, and back in the 70s when we had eight, those were the days when you didn't give water to players, and then all the research showed that water makes a big difference. So water, that's hydration's part of it, not only during practice but before and after also.
There seem to be more amounts in the high school and college level, really the high school level. Is that because the high schools are a little more uneducated as how much water to give or how to run a practice in the heat?
I think there are many more players, 1.5 million high school, junior high players, and only 75,000 college players, so that makes a difference. But, you know, most Division I schools, football, you have a lot of athletic trainers and a team position out there in the field. High schools, unfortunately, you don't have that.
A quick final thought, and we appreciate your time, Doctor, and that would be, is there any way to determine whether or not any other pre-existing problems may have contributed to these deaths, heart conditions or things like that, or can this be people with perfectly healthy organs that fail solely because of the heat?
It could be somebody with perfectly healthy organs, or it could be some pre-existing, but in many cases they're not picked up in the physical exam.
Doctor, I have one more for you. If a team came up to you and said, what can we do to prevent this? What should there be a line drawn with heat, with the heat index and as far as pads that could maybe help prevent this? What would you tell them?
Yeah, I think knowing the temperature and humidity and either cutting back practice or changing practice to a different time of the day earlier or later, and then make sure everybody's fully hydrated and in rest periods.